The second half of Tachlin, if you could call it the second half, would be Shomer Yisrael, Shomer She'eretz Yisrael. So this is recited after we lift our heads up. It's a brief poem that beautifully describes the merit that the Jewish people have because we're the ones who say Shema Yisrael. We're the ones who proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are one, you are unitary. There is nothing, no one, nothing in the world as capable, as important, as singularly significant as you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. You are one, everything is yours, you are one and only. Who teaches this to the world? Who has caused the world to know and understand the unity of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is what we, Am Yisrael, claim as a reason for you to then therefore be kind to us, protect us. So we say, Shomer Yisrael, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are the guardian of Am Yisrael, Shmor She'eris Yisrael, please protect the She'eris Yisrael, the remnant of Klal Yisrael. That's a common expression we use, the She'eris HaPleita, the survivors, because that's literally what we are. After so many generations of so much trouble, of so much oppression, even of genocide, so we understand that today we are literally survivors, and that we are the remnants of Klal Yisrael. So please, Shomer Yisrael, you who can and do protect us, Shemor She'eris Yisrael, protect the remnant of Yisrael. V'al Yovad Yisrael, let it not be that Yisrael is lost. Ha'emrim Shema Yisrael. We who say Shema Yisrael, and we're the only ones who do this, this the expression is known worldwide. And it's never been something usurped. No one has ever attempted to be the ones to tell the world, to explain to the world the concept of the one God. They understand that this is our role. They resent it. It's something that is something underlying much anti-Semitism. Because when we tell the world there is only one God, and then there's one purpose to everything that was created, and the purpose is the greatness that is His, to exalt Him and to act in a way that reflects godliness, we're basically telling mankind that we're supposed to look a certain way and behave a certain way. And no, they don't always want to hear it. So it underlies a great deal of why we have become the She'eris Yisrael. Why are we a remnant? We're a remnant because they don't want to hear from us and they oppose our very existence because we're the ones who teach the world. Ha'omrim, we're the ones who say Shema Yisrael. So there's a lot that's being said that's not overtly said here, but we're invoking the fact that we say Shema Yisrael in a way that reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, we pay a high price for being the ones who say Shema Yisrael. We pay a very high price for saying to the world and announcing to the world, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Even though ostensibly, it's Shema Yisrael, that Am Yisrael is the direction of these words. It's directed to Am Yisrael. We should know it, we should hear it. But it's said for all of mankind. Shomer Goy Echad, there's only one nation that does this. Please, you who are Shomer Goy Echad, who watch over this one unique nation, Am Yisrael, Shmor She'eris, Am Echad. After all, you, so to speak, have Tefillin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that which is adorning your existence is Am Yisrael, like the Pe'er, like the glory on the heads of Am Yisrael are the Tefillin, and in the Tefillin, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk appears, Umika Amchi Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. So we are your Am Echad. Va'al Yoivad Goy Echad, don't allow that one nation, Hamyachdim Shimcha, who are the ones to let the concept of Shimcha be known as Yichud, you're alone and singularly the one master, creator, God of all that exists. We're the ones who say so. We're the ones who teach this. So please, protect us. We, the people who teach this. The one nation that propounds this again and again. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We're the ones who tell this and say this, that you are the one Hashem Echad. So please, help us so that we can continue in our mission, if you will. And then, there's something else that we say, and this we say not only in this world, but it is said in the other world, it is said in the highest world and in the realms of the metaphysical, in Shemayim, and we say it as well. We are not like Malachim, but we are along with the Malachim, Mishalashim, Mishalosh, Kedushais, L'Kadosh. We say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh every day. Shomer Goy Kadosh, the third paragraph says. Please, you who are the Shomer, who are the protector of the holy nation, Shmor She'eris Am Kadosh, protect the remaining few who are the Am Kadosh, who are the holy people, the remnant of the holy nation, Val Yevad Goy Kadosh, so that the holy nation Am Yisrael not be lost. We who are Mishalashim, who say the three Kadosh, 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 Mishalash, Kedushas, the Kadosh, who say to you and about you, Kadosh, Shalosh, Kedushas. Expression of the fact that you are a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the most distant realm, in the metaphysical realm, in the spiritual realm. You are Kadosh here on earth. Meloich HaLaretz Kevaydai, the entire universe is you, and is the fill of the universe is you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in every aspect and in every nook and cranny and in every facet of existence. It is you that causes it to exist. It is you who shares in your existence so that everything that physically exists remains extant. And then, thirdly, this was, is, and always will be La'olam u'la'olmei almayu. Those are the three. Kadosh in the upper world, so to speak, in the metaphysical world, Kadosh in the material, in the physical, created world, and Kadosh for all time. We are the ones who express this. We are the ones who teach this. So please protect us so that we can continue to do this kind of a living role model of what Kedusha means. We need that we should be protected. If we are lost, then the Goy Kadosh will no longer be able to pronounce your Kedusha. So we're trying to, so to speak, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for His sake, for Kedusha's sake, spare us, keep us, protect us. Misratze Barachamim, you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has a desire for us, but even that desire, that sense of finding favor in Klal Yisrael, it's Barachamim. It's because of your mercifulness. It's with mercifulness that you are Misratze, meaning that you have Ratzon for us, and Ratzon to do good for our benefit. It's Barachamim. Umispayes, you are appeased, B'sachanunim. Not just with prayer, but with sachanunim, with us begging you, with our coming to you, not so much with rights and privileges, not so much with what we have earned, it's coming to us, no, it's betachanunim, it's with humbly admitting that we ourselves don't have zuchuyos, we ourselves don't have merit enough to obtain everything we would like to obtain, but we beg, and that's what Tachanunim are all about. We go that extra measure of pious supplication and express it in our words, so that where we don't have enough of our own merit, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will in your mercy perhaps grant us even that which we don't deserve. Therefore, we continue his ratzeh his bayes. So please find favor and be appeased. Lidar ani, to this very poor generation. We're going to mention this again, that we are a dar ani, where we admit that the great men of Israel and the great people, the great men and women of earlier generations, were far superior. But we have no one else to turn to. Ki ein ozer, no one else to help us but you. There's a minhag to say Avinu Malkeinu quietly. This last Avinu Malkeinu Chaneinu Vaneinu Ki ein bonu maasim Asei imonu tzedaka v'chesed v'hoshienu, which is said along with the other Avinu Malkeinu. This is said quietly, and there's a mashal of the Lublina Magid, who said that we say Avinu Malkeinu quietly because we're admitting that we are asking for something for free. Chaneinu, show us chen, favor, which you know has the same shoresh and has the same letters as chinam, which means for free. Va'aneinu, please find favor with us and answer us. Ki ein banu ma'asim. We really don't have what it takes. We don't have what would be, you know, deserving of your response. I say imanu tzedakah. So just give it to us out of charity. V'chesed, out of kindness. V'hoshienu, and help us and save us. The mashal, famously, is of someone who comes to a wholesaler and he's going to buy product and he needs so many rolls of this cloth, let's say as an example that it's someone who's dealing in fabric and he needs this and he needs a roll of that and a bale like this. And they discuss the prices, and then after they settle on a price, he orders more. And then the fellow starts preparing the shipping order and it comes down to payment. And the buyer, the purchaser, whispers in the ear, I don't have any money right now. Could I buy this on credit? So after everything that we want, and we've just davened the Shemona Esrei, now we've come with Tachanunim, and the question is, okay, what do we have? What currency do we have with which to pay for everything that we've asked, that we've been asking for? And the answer is, right now, a little bit short. So that's why there's this minhag to say it quietly. V'anachnu lo neida ma na'ase ki alecha einenu. So this is said because we've done everything. We've said the Shemona Esrei standing. We have said Brichas Kriyas Shema and this part of Tachanunim sitting. We said Al Ba'abchas El Chicheinu with our heads down. We said that with our heads bowed in Nefilas Apayim, Al Ba'abchas El Chicheini. We said with Nefilas Apayim with our heads down, the way we would have even gone down to the floor in previous times. So we've done it in all three ways: standing, sitting, bowing. What more can we do? V'anachnu lo neida. There's a minhag to stand up at the word manase. Rabbi Abraham says that we say v'anachnu lo neida, which is three words, expressing the fact that we've tried to daven and express ourselves and our desire and our needs as best we can, and we've done it in three different ways. Ma nasa, what more can we do? Ki olacha einenu, it's to you that we turn. And ma nasa, what can we do? What more can we do? Meaning, without your help, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're lost. We're not going to be able to succeed in all that we need to succeed in unless we have your help. Ki olacha einenu. Zechora chamecho, Hashem. Remember your kindness, your chesed. Interestingly, it says ki me'olam hema. That really is the explanation of the entire pasuk. It doesn't say ki le'olam hema. It doesn't say your chesed and your kindness are forever. It rather says ki me'olam hema. meaning that they are what the world was formed with. Bereshis bara Elohim, Chazal famously tell us that initially HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceived of a world that would be tit for tat. Everything would be according to Midas HaDin. In strict judgment, what we deserve is what we receive. Everything is correlated perfectly, cause and effect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that's not going to work. Nothing will continue to exist. Mankind is not going to prosper that way. Mankind won't survive Midas HaDin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we're going to create a world with Rachamim and with Chesed, with his name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that's why we say, Zichor Rachamecha, remember the Rachamim with which you created the world, V'chasadecha, the Chesed with which you created the world, Ki Me'olam Heima. That's what the whole world is based upon. That's what it was created with. The ingredient that allows it to continue to exist is this Chesed that's Me'olam from the very beginning. Yichastucha Hashem aleinu kasher yichalnu lach. And you are the one we turn to. Yichalnu lach means we trust in you, we call out to you. To be chal pnei Hashem means to turn trustingly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since it's you that we turn to, please respond to us. And we know that to the measure that we are trusting in Hashem, that's how his response will be measured as well. That's what Ka'asher Yichalnu Lach means. It has a double meaning. Since we are turning to you and trusting in you, so please show us your kindness. But it also means Ka'asher, just as. In measure with how much we realize that it's all up to you and nothing but what we can hope for in you is what we will have in the end. If we recognize that everything is in the hands of Hashem and that everything we have succeeded to maintain, to obtain, to retain in the material world and in even our relationships with others, everything ultimately is caused by and controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to appreciate the extent of that. The fantastic story I once read of how the Rashash, one of the great Achronim, commentaries on the Talmud, Rav Shmuel Shtrashun in Vilna, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was visiting in Vilna, and at the time, the two were discussing this idea of Bitachon, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said that even that which is not needed, even that which is more than subsistence, everything is bitachon. You have to have bitachon that if there's something that's extravagant and you would like it, or at some point you might benefit from it if you want it and you need it, or even if you don't really need it, but it's something that could be useful, that too, have bitachon that it comes from Hashem. And the Rashash said what we are really basically supposed to do is have bitachon in Hashem for the basics of life, so that we can survive. More than that, you know, you don't have to have it. You don't necessarily need it. So it's not about bitachon so much as it is about your own personal choice. As they're having this discussion, in come the people, maybe representatives of the Chevra Kedisha, and they come in and they say that such and such a person passed away, and he had a watch. Just so happens that the example that Yisrael Salanter used was the example of a watch. A moment earlier, Yisrael Salanter said that I, for instance, don't have a pocket watch. I don't have a personal watch. Okay, so I could use it. I don't absolutely need it. Maybe others need it more. But if I ever need it, so then that's something that with bitachon, I know it'll come. And then a moment later, as I said, someone comes in and says that there was someone who passed away and he left a few items, and one of the items that he left was a watch. And he said that he wanted to go to the Rashash, and the Rashash should know what to do with it, that he as rabbi would know if anybody needs it, the rabbi will know who to give this watch to. This happened the moment after Rabbi Shaul Salanta gave that as an example. So Rashash took the watch and gave it to Rabbi Shaul Salanta and said, you obviously are correct. But obviously, if it's meant to be that a person should have a watch, then the Rabbeinu Shlomo is going to say, even that which is a little bit more than you need, something that's not absolutely necessary, that too, if you're Bateach Bahashem, then that's where it comes from. Al tiskelanu avaynois rishonim. Please, don't recall and don't invoke the avonos of what came in our early lives, the mistakes we made long time ago, which were plentiful. Another interpretation is that it means don't remember the avonos of the doros that came a long time ago, because they were better than us, and therefore their sins are considered more severe than ours, because they should have known better, so to speak. And another interpretation simply is, don't put avonos first, remember tshuva first. Chazal teaches that tshuva was created before Maisa Bereishis itself. In other words, that in order for the world to exist, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew there has to be a possibility of tshuva. Otherwise, we're going to condemn anyone and everything into oblivion. So that is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So he created the possibility of tshuva even before Sheishis Imei Bereishis. So therefore, Al Tiskelanu Avoy Reis Rishonim. Don't remember first the sin. Remember first the possibilities of tshuva, which we are attempting ourselves also to effect. Maher yikademunu rachamecha, have rachamim come first, just as our tshuva and the possibility for tshuva was prepared first. And please do this, ki daloinu ma'oid, because we're very impoverished. And it doesn't just mean materially impoverished, it means, again, schuyos, maisim tovim, and the ability to really decide what our future should look like as a nation, daloinu ma'oid. We're very, very dependent yet upon others, even today. It's interesting that in our time we sense this as a nation, because we're dependent upon others in the diaspora, and we're even dependent upon others in Eretz Yisrael. The nation of Israel is still, the state of Israel is such a magnificent country and magnificent state, and yet has a tremendous dependence upon circumstances, geopolitical circumstances surrounding it, and certainly dependence upon certain beneficial relationships, such as the relationship that Israel has with the United States. And it's very dependent upon it in a way that we could even still say that it's called, and it's partly what we mean when we say, ki daloinu me'od. Chaneinu Hashem, chaneinu ki rav sovanu vuz. Please, Hashem, show us some kindness, some graciousness, because we have sovanu, we have been so sated, we have had so much vuz, so much indignity, bizayon. We've known so much disgrace and so much bizayon. And you know, that's said because one of the great ways of becoming forgiven of your sin is to be ashamed. When someone, chas v'shalom, has done something terrible, even if it's an unconnected event in which days, weeks, months, or years later, the person is embarrassed. And if it's because of what they have done wrong, imagine somebody does something that they shouldn't have done, and everybody knows it. And we are polite, and in polite company nobody mentions it, and somebody hurts this person's feelings and reminds them and says something or responds in some way that, yeah, you once, we all know, we remember how embarrassed, how hurt that person is, but it's a kapara. It's a source of forgiveness. Especially if it's about that which he or she had done mistakenly in the past, tremendous source of kapara. So we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Rav Sivanu Vuz, we have gone through so much that's hurtful. We have been a people so hurt by the relationships we've had and the degradation we've experienced at the hands of others. So it's time, perhaps, for you, Hashem, to show us some graciousness. Bereges Rachem Tizkor. Bereges means at a time of of anger and wrath. What is it and how is it that Hashem Yisbarach comes to Regez? It's an act of the Satan. The Satan is Mekatreg, and then the response is Regez. Regez meaning anger, and the response of Hashem to punish us and to deal with us harshly. So we say Beregez at such a time, Rachem Tizkar. And that's, interestingly enough, part of what we mean when we say Yikademunu Rachamecha, that Rachum, mercy, should come and precede Regez. If you look at the words Rachem and Satan, so you'll note that Satan is made of three letters that come immediately after Rachem. All three letters, the Reish comes before the Shin of Satan, the Ches before the Tes of Satan, and the Mem of Rachem comes before the Nun of Satan. Yikademunu Rachamecha. Yikademunu Rachamecha, let Rachmanis, let Rachem come before Satan. Bereg is Rachem Tizkar. Now, in Nusuch Sfar, they also say, Bereg is Akeda Tizkar, Bereg is Timimais Tizkar. And the reason they do that is, though that those are not psukim, but Rachem is Rashi Tevis, or not Rashi Tevis, but it's Gematria of Avraham. And of course, Avram showed such chesed and kindness. We ask that in his chus, Hashem should show us rachmanis, he should be rachem. Akedah tizkar is Yitzchak. Tamimah tizkar is Yaakov Avinu. Yoshev, Ishtam Yoshev Ahelim. Tamimus of Yaakov. And another thing to remember is, Chazal teaches that when there's chas v'shalom, a decree of destruction, which is called Cherem. Cherem is made up of Ches Resh Mem. It's a decree against Rimach Evarim, all 248 parts of the human body. And the way to do tshuva and to do right such that we can achieve Rachem is to turn our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim around so that the cherim of our remach evarim should instead be responded to with rachem. Kihu yuda yitzreinu, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in third person, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be trusted to bring rachmanis and to act kindly because Yoda Yitzreinu, he knows what we're made up of. He knows that we have a Yetzirah. He knows how challenging it is to be a human being. We're not malachim. We're not able to be malachim. Zachur ki afar anochnu. We are made of mere earth. We are made up of mere Adam, called Adam because he's made up from Adama. But it's also interesting, you know, that we're made up from Adama, from afar, minho Adama, but Chazal say that the place on earth where Hashem gathered the earth together to form Adam Rishon was where the Mizbeach ultimately was going to be built. And that's because that's how man survives, with kapara, with forgiveness achieved there where the Mizbeach was built. So that we are saying, Zachur, remember, ki afar anochnu, and it's a double-edged sword. Remember that we are merely afar, and that's why we are so easily swayed toward mistakes, that's why we are so weak, weakness of the flesh, as it's called, because we're made of mere afar. But remember that we're afar, which means that we have the possibility of doing tshuva. That's why you put us together using the afar from the Makom HaMizbeach. And then, as we mentioned earlier, as we started Shomer Yisrael, we were saying, do it for your sake. That's exactly how we conclude Tachana. Do it for the sake of your holy name. The concept of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this world will be enhanced if we, after we improve our maisim, and after we do tshuva, if we are given to survive and given yet another day, we'll be able to make your glory known in that day. V'hatzileinu, and please save us. V'chaper al chatoiseinu, and forgive our sins, atone for our sins. Leman shemecha, for your name's sake. And remember, the idea of a name's sake means for the sake of your concept, for the concept of Olekus in this world, for the sake of all that's good and godly. Give us another day so that we can propound that goodness and promote that goodness and have godliness known, felt, experienced, seen, and appreciated throughout the universe, throughout your created world. That's the concept of Leman Shemecha.